Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Balak. That's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin. And we've already learned that Bilam had tried twice to curse Klal Yisrael, but instead Hashem had told him to bless them. And now we learn of his third and final try. And the pasuk tells us, "Vayom Balak Bilam," and Balak said to Bilam, "Lechanu akacha, come now, and I shall take you on Makay Macher to a different place. Ulai Yishar Benei Elokim Kabaisli Misham. Perhaps it's going to be straight in the eyes of Hashem, and you'll curse them for me from there." Veikach Balak as Bilam, and Balak took Bilam Reish Hapa'ar to the top of the Pa'ar Hanishkaf al Pinei Yishimayin that gazes out on the face of the Yishimayin. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Ches. Reish Hapa'ar, Kaisim Gadol Haya Balak. Balak was a great sorcerer, like we've said in the previous Aliyah. V'Rashi Nasidin Lokas Aidei Pa'ar, and he saw that they're going to end up being struck. They're going to end up having some mishap happen to them because of Pa'ar. V'lo Yadei Abameh, but he didn't know what it was. Amar, so he said, Shema Kol Tochal Hemisham. Perhaps that's where the curse is going to be able to take a hold of them from there. V'chein Kol Chesim Kachavim. Also, anyone that looks at the stars, Rain Ve'im Yadim Arayin, they see something. They just don't know what exactly they're seeing, so they try to interpret it one way or another. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Vayimer Bilam Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, B'nei li bazeh shiva mizbechas, build for me seven mizbechas, v'chein li bazeh shiva parim shiva ilim, and prepare for me on them seven parim and seven ilim. V'yaz Balak asher amar Bilam, and Balak did as Bilam said, v'yal par v'ayal b'mizbech, and he brought up a par and an ayal on the mizbech. V'yar Bilam and Bilam saw ki toiv b'ein Hashem v'varach Yisrael, that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless Klal Yisrael, v'loi halach kapam b'fam likras nechashim, and he didn't go like each time likras nechashim, v'yashas el midbar panav, and he set his face towards the midbar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Vayar Bilam Kitoiv. Amar, he said, Ain't Tzarch Livdek Oyd Bakosh Baruchu. I don't have to check Hashem to see whether or not he wants to curse Klal Yisrael. Ki lo yechpatz lekalam. He doesn't want to curse them. Voyalch kepam befam. Kasher asher shtei pamim. He didn't do like the previous two times. Likras nechashim. Lenachesh ulai yikar Hashem lekras lekertzonei. To see whether or not is Hashem going to chance upon him and do like his will. Amar, he said, Rights and Valay Rights of the Kalam. Ask Kevin Hussein. I'm just going to mention their sins. Vaklala alas kars of Hussein Tachel. And then the Klala is going to rest on this fact that I was able to mention their sins. V'yashes el midbar panav, kitar gumai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. V'yisa Bilam Esayinov, and Bilam raised his eyes. V'yaris Yisrael, and he saw Yisrael, Shaykh l'shvatav, living according to their shvatim. V'atihi all of Ruach Elokim, and the Spirit of Hashem was on him. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Beis. V'yisa Bilam Esayinov, v'ikesh l'hachnes b'yam ayin ra. When he raised his eyes, he wanted to instill in them ayin hara. V'reish l'chagil midaisav, and here we have a completion of the three midais, the three character traits expressed by Bilam. Ayin ra, ruach gavayav nefesh uchava, harmurom lamala. Shechem l'shvatav, ruach kol shevet shevet shechem l'atzmai v'inamai raven. He saw that each shevet was dwelling by themselves and they didn't mix. Rosh ein peschem chuvan mzeh k'neged zeh. He saw that their tents were not facing each other, meaning the opening of their tents weren't facing each other. Shelo yatzitz l'seich al chaver, said each person shouldn't look into the tent of his friend. Vati olav ruach alikim, olav b'liba shelo yikalam. Then it went into his heart that he shouldn't curse them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'yisa mishalai v'yamar, and he delivered his mashal and he said, Nu'um Bilam b'nai ba'ar, the words of Bilam, the son of Ba'ar, Nu'um ha'gever shesum ha'ayin, and the words of the man who is shesum ha'ayin, meaning the pierced eye. Rashi goes at length explaining that he was blind, he was missing one eye, so he's called shesum ha'ayin, pierced eye. Nu'um shemeh divekel, words of the one that hears the sayings of God, asher machse shakai yechze, that sees the vision of shakai, noifel ugulei noyim, fallen and uncovered eyes. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, explains, what does that mean? Noifel ugulei noyim. Pshuta kitar gumai, she'ein nira olav el balayla k'shushaychev. Hashem usually didn't appear to him, except if it was nighttime, and when he's shaychev, when he's lying down. U'medrashek, she'ein nigla olav, when Hashem revealed himself to Bilam, lo haya bay kayach lamed al raglav, he wasn't able to stand on his feet, v'noifel upon if he would fall on his face. Fishai ayrol, because he was uncircumcised, u'mosli as nigla olav b'mkaim as a kufa lafanav, and it was mias, it was disgusting, it was repulsive to be in front of Hashem standing up straight. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. Now Bilam starts praising Klal Yisrael. Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, how goodly are your tents, Yaakov, Mishkan Asecha Yisrael, your dwelling places, Yisrael, kenechalim nitayu, like streams spread out, kigano salei nahar, like gardens by a river, ka'alim nata Hashem, like aloe planted by Hashem, ka'arizim alei mayim, like cedars by water. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Hey. Ma toivu alecha, al shara peschem, she'inam chuvanim zem yulzeh. This is because he saw the opening of their tents, they were not facing each other. Mishkan Asecha, chani Asecha, kitar gumai. Davar achar, another way of understanding this. How great are the tents of Shiloh, which is the Mishkan and Shiloh, and Beis Elam is the Beis HaMikdash, when they are Bi Yishuvan, meaning when they are settled, and we had the Mishkan and we had the Beis HaMikdash. Shemakrivim b'hem karbonos l'chaper aleichem. Karbonos can be brought in them to be as an atonement for Klal Yisrael. And mishkan yosecha af k'shein chareven, even when they're destroyed, l'fi shein mashkan aleichem, because they are mashkan for Klal Yisrael. They are collateral for Klal Yisrael. V'churban kapar al nefashos, and the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that is a kapar. That's an atonement for the people themselves. Shenemar, it says kilo Hashem is chamasai v'makila v'yatzes eish b'tzion. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Now Balak begins with a bracha. Yizal mayim midayoy, water shall flow from his buckets. V'zare b'mayim rabim, and his seed shall be by abundant water. The Yarim Ma'agag Malkoi, and his king shall be exalted over Agag. The Sinase Malchusoi, and his kingdom shall be raised. Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, let's take a look at the third Rashi. The Yarim Ma'agag Malkoi, Melech Rishon Shalhem, their first king, talking about Shal HaMelech, Yichbash is Agag Melech HaMolech. He shall be able to conquer Agag, who is the king of Amalek. The Sinase Malchusoi, and his kingdom shall be raised. Shal Yaakov Yeser V'Yeser, meaning the kingdom of Yaakov shall be raised even more. Sheyav Achrav David Ushlemai, after Shal Melech comes David and Shlomo. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Kel Meitzim Mitzrayim, the God that brought him out of Mitzrayim, Kisayafais Re'im Loi, like the intensity of his loftiness, Yoichal Goyim Tzarov, he shall consume the nations, his enemies, Vatzmeisehem Yugarim, and his bones he shall break, V'chitzav Yimchatz, and his portion he shall take as his, V'chitzav Yimchatz, and his portion he shall take as his share. Let's just see the first Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Kel Meitzim Mitzrayim, Mi Garim Lohem Agdul Azayis, who causes this greatness for them, to have Shalom Melech, David and Shlomo, Kel HaMitzim Mitzrayim, that's the God which has taken them out of Mitzrayim. With his greatness and his loftiness, he's going to consume all of the Goyim that are his enemies. Let's go back to Pasuk Tes. Kara Shachav Ka'ari Uchlavi. He lay and crouched like a lion and a levi. Mi Kimenu, who can stand him up? Mevarchecha Baruch, Varecha Arur, those who bless you, they are blessed, and those who cursed you, they are accursed. Vayichar Af Balak El Bilam, and the anger of Balak flared against Bilam. Vayisbak his kapov, and he clapped his hands. Vayomer Balak El Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, L'kai v'ayvai kurasicha, I have brought you here to curse my enemies. V'hine brach t'barech, and behold, you bless them. Zeh shalish pa'amim, this three times. V'ata brach l'chom v'kamecha, and now run away back to your place. Amarti kabeda kabecha, I said that I was going to honor you. V'hine menacha Hashem mikavid, but behold, Hashem has prevented you from receiving that honor. And Bilam said to Balak, behold, even to the messengers that you sent to me, I have said, saying, even if Balak gives me his entire house full of silver and gold, I am not able to transgress the word of Hashem to do either good or bad from my own heart. That which Hashem speaks, that I shall speak. And let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lavers Pi Hashem. Over here, he didn't say Lavras Pi Hashem Eloi Koi like he said originally. Why not? Now he knows that he has fallen out of favor in Hashem's eyes, so he didn't even call him Eloi Koi. He just said Lavras Pi Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah to see how the story concluded. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.